13th Wednesday. What must you do to change your scars into a springboard? When remnants face problems, their natures can change tremendously. It's going to be one of two cases. Either problems will become scars, or an important time schedule to experience God's tremendous power. This is determined during the remnant years. In the midst of family problems, Joseph experienced God's power. An excerpt from the 2019 Remnant Ministers Seminar. The Spiritual Summit, Genesis 37, verse 11. And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind. If you stand at the place of the spiritual summit, God will surely give you the answer of the spiritual summit. When Joseph was young, he placed the covenant in his heart. Only stood at the place of the spiritual summit where God had raised him, and dreamed about world evangelization. Where must you stand today? Number 1. A time for imprints, the covenant. As a child, Joseph experienced the death of his mother, Rachel. However, his mother's death didn't remain as a scar, but as a springboard to place the covenant in his heart. The day when your scars become your springboard to place the covenant in your heart, you will be imprinted with it. Number 2. A time for roots. Prayer. After Joseph's mother passed away, his older brothers became envious and jealous of him. The days when Joseph lived in Jacob's house were times of loneliness. However, during that lonesome period, Joseph enjoyed the mystery of prayer, and God allowed him to dream of world evangelization that his older brothers could not. Before God sent Joseph to Egypt, God imprinted the covenant, rooted the mystery of prayer in him, and made his nature into the summit. Only after accomplishing this did God send him to Egypt. As such, your today is the greatest time to change your imprints, roots, and nature with the things of God for world evangelization. Dear God, may my today become the greatest day of changing my imprints, roots, and nature with the things that belong to you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.